Hey, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of pastoring Sugar Hill Church in Northeast Atlanta. You can find out more information about the church at sugarhill.church. Or if you'd like to join me on my blog, you can find that at achuckallen.com. And I hope you will. You'll check that out. Today, in our weekday podcast, we're going to talk about lions, not the Detroit Lions. We're going to talk about real lions. The scripture says in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 10, even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. I think there are a lot of us that live like a strong young lion, that we're always having the ability to land on our feet, or we have to kill our own dinner and we plan to eat well, or, I can do it, I'm tough, and I can suck it up and make it happen. I see that a lot in my life and a lot of my friends' lives. I would look at my children and think, if you would just surrender this to the Lord, and yet I look back at my life in my 20s and think to myself, I could take it, I could do it. By the way, that sounded more like a pirate than a lion. But beside that, I guess the thought is, I think the scripture is saying it's pretty stinking easy to think that if you just do the right things and you're serving God and you're loving Jesus, that somehow you're missing out. It's like a FOMO on total steroids. If I give my life to Christ, then man, I'm going to go without. I'm going to go hungry. I'm not going to be with the right crowd. I think there are times that folks choose, especially early in a year like now, and we're trying to say, you know, one of the things I want to do is I want to get God more involved in my life, and I want my life more involved in God. And after about 3 days, you're like, no way, I cannot do it. We're going to miss out on the party. We're going to miss out on the fun that seems to be happening all around me. And sometimes it even feels like you have to give everything up in life that's fun to serve God. But, you know, I have found just the opposite in my life. Today's scripture, let me read it again. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord, they will lack no good thing. It's a different side of things, isn't it? I mean, it's all about how you read it. Like, think about it this way. Even strong young lions, man, they're just going to have to give up all the good stuff they like. Or it could be even young lions, they're going to go without hungry. But, and that is a massive but right there, those who trust in the Lord are going to lack nothing. I mean, this is great. You can see in this verse that when we put our trust in God and God alone, we're going to lack no thing. Think about that. If we're going to lack for nothing because we've trusted God, there's no possible way we could have a FOMO and we're worried about what we're going to miss. Now, please don't hear me say this like I have somehow mastered this action, but I have realized that this is super great news. We don't have to be concerned about having enough fun, enough relationship, or anything else if we place our trust in God alone. He will see to it that we're not going to miss out on any good thing. So don't be discouraged, folks, and don't think that serving God is not worth it. On the other hand, focus on the fact that when you serve God, you don't lack for anything. One of the desires I have for our church and for folks that listen to this podcast, I would love for you to finish these times where 5 or 6 minutes a day, 5 days a week, they energize you and they give you this capacity to say, I can do this. Because the fact is, you can. In Christ, not only can you do all things, but when we trust Him with all things, we lack no good things. We get everything. We get the full meal deal. But you know what happens? I get out there and I think to myself, man, this is about rules and this is about rituals. And then I realize, man, I'm just going to meet, this is not for me. But guess what, folks? You can love Jesus with all your heart and you don't have to be a weirdo. You can love Jesus with all your heart and you don't have to stand up on the wall outside of Phillips Arena in Atlanta screaming Bible verses like they were some kind of hand grenade. So my friend, listen, here's what I want to encourage you to do. Take a look at the lesson from the lion. Sometimes in all their power, all their strength, they're going to go hungry. But if we trust in the Lord, we'll lack no good thing. If you're that type A, driven, I got to make it happen kind of person, here's good news. It's not on you. If you're the kind of person that wants to sit back and kind of evaluate until you've evaluated to death, here's the good news. Then He is going to give you every good thing, pending one thing. Will you just trust Him with everything? go live, not like the lion, but like the follower of Christ. I hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We'll gather at 9:30 and 11 for our worship gatherings, and then in Spanish at 11 as well. God bless you. Bye now.